Okay, so I'll just be playing you guys a song today. And the name of the song is Wag Na Lang Kaya by True Faith. So here it goes. Good man. So that was me playing the guitar for you guys, I recorded it because I wanted to actually play some music while I'm actually talking. And the song that I picked out is actually quite good. Yeah, Wag Na Lang Kaya. So the first thing I wanted to talk about was how my podcast actually starts with episode 4. And it's tied into the central theme of just being open and accepting of yourself when you make mistakes. Being forgiving of yourself. Because now that I actually have my audio equipment, it fascinates me really to observe myself make so many mistakes when I'm playing the guitar, when I'm actually talking, or not recording properly, or like having the mixer configured incorrectly. And you know, I'm playing this song in the background right now, but I was playing a different song that I wanted to play for you, but I practiced, I tried to make it work, but it just sounded so bad, you know? It was something that I wasn't ready to play for you guys. And I felt so unforgiving of myself. Like, do it again, Darren. Aim for perfection, you know? I wasn't satisfied. I wasn't satisfied with my output, with my performance, so I deleted it and then went back at it again. I did this for around 10-15 times for the first song, and I was like, okay, this is crazy. This is supposed to be a pet project of mine that I'm supposed to be enjoying, and I'm getting stressed out because I'm not getting the top quality standard that, you know, I compare myself to with other artists, John Mayer. But that's my thing. The first topic that I actually wanted to talk about was about being comfortable making mistakes. And a lot of people aren't comfortable with making mistakes. Mistakes are oftentimes something they look at that is traumatizing. You know, they make mistakes, people look at it and, why are you making mistakes? Or are you dumb or something? You know, and this goes through like different topics, like whether it's mathematics or computer science. People don't give themselves enough safe space to actually play and just enjoy themselves. So they feel so pressured about the stakes. Like I'm recording music just to play in the background, and I'm here like going 10-15 times playing the same song again and again, trying to get the recording properly. It's too much, you know? We beat ourselves up with trying to reach for some standard, whether that standard is applied by another person. We look to others to gain their approval. Or sometimes we beat ourselves up because of our own desire for perfection, which is not wrong, but we gotta know our limits, you know? And that was the thing I was thinking about, like, with the first song. I was like, you know, fuck this song, man. You know, I'm getting stressed out with the podcast. You know what? Screw it. I don't want to do it anymore. Wag na lang kaya. But these things that I bought, you know, my electric guitar, my audio mixer, these are my toys, and I'm trying to have fun. So eventually, I just recorded it. I was like, you know what? Stop aiming for perfection there and just get something good enough. Yeah. So that's why my podcast actually starts with episode 4. Because episodes 3, 2, 1 are either bad quality or I deleted because they were just nonsense. Or like, not, they didn't have a good signal-to-noise ratio. It was more static and less content. So I hope you actually enjoyed a little bit of me talking about what's important to me, which is people being more gentle and kind with themselves, with whatever they're dealing with. Learning a new thing like audio mixing or podcasting, playing the guitar, singing. So yeah, that's something that's important to me. People don't hear that often enough. To be told that it's okay for them to make mistakes, and it should be. So yeah, I just wanted to bring up that in Anchor, which is a platform for podcasting, it's an app in Apple and in the Play Store in Google. It allows you to actually send in voice notes to me. And I can mix your voice notes with the actual podcast that I'm doing. So if you have any questions or topics you want to get brought up, you want to keep your anonymity or something, just send me a message. We could talk. That would be fascinating. I'm just about getting comfortable talking out loud and just hearing my voice. I actually like it a lot. I can hear myself, and I actually like hearing myself. I like hearing myself because I can hear that at the deepest part of it, I can hear a forgiving Darren who's trying to make sense of what he's doing, you know? And that sets me apart. That sets me in the right direction when I get lost. So yeah. I hope that this recording was fun for you. Mm-hmm. I guess you could say this is one of those live recording sessions or episodes that I talked about. I didn't really have a script to follow. But yeah. I'm gonna plan out what kinds of other songs I'd be playing for you guys, and then we'll see how it goes. And I'll try my best not to aim for too good. Eventually not actually release anything. So yeah. Just take a chill pill, guys. Enjoy life a little. Let yourselves make mistakes. And learn from it. And just be kind to one another and to yourself. We need more of that in the world. So, yeah. So here I am, I'm recording again, and I actually wanted to add something. Someone might say, but Darren, it's so easy to say, don't get caught up with external pressures and, you know, just chill and be forgiving of yourself. And how insulting that you, Darren, a privileged person, dare preach of taking a chill pill. Some people feel stressed because it's their circumstances. How can you overlook that? You know, if they fail, they either die or don't get any food for the day. And what I can say to that is, yeah, you know, not all advice applies for all cases. You know, there's no rule for everything. And what my advice was, to be more forgiving of yourself when you make mistakes, because it's not to ignore the fact that there aren't any external pressures. It's about reducing the internal ones. Would you want to be more like a reprimanding boss to yourself, who gets disappointed and disheartened and hopeless with yourself whenever you make a mistake? Ah, Darren, you should have known that. Ah, Darren, you're making the same mistakes again. Haven't you learned anything? Or are you going to be the kind of person that actually, you know, helps yourself up? Hey man, made a mistake today, but it's okay. You'll do better tomorrow. Okay, you'll get another chance to try. Okay. Hey man, you still made a mistake, but you know, you've had a good streak of getting it right, or at least avoiding that mistake, you know? Back then you'd make this mistake every day, now you just make it every other day. That's progress, okay? So don't beat yourself up, it's okay, we'll get better next time, you know? And yeah, I don't deny the fact that other people have difficult circumstances. My whole point is just being able to reframe your mindset that you can make mistakes. Because when it gets too much, you not only have your external pressures, let's say hunger, or your rent, you have to pay your rent. Don't add with it with internal pressures. Don't beat yourself up. Be kind to yourself. Be a friend to yourself, how you could be a friend to another, who you want to lift up, assist. So yeah, I noticed that there are people who look for these kinds of outlier cases where, eh, well, your rule doesn't work, eh, look, it's so offensive and politically incorrect of you to say that, how dare you offend me? And it's curious. People like this have different motivations and different reasons why they get offended. Some of them, I don't deny that there are people who are in bad circumstances or are in the fringes of society. And it's a conversation, you know? It's a conversation to share with each other our perspectives. And yeah, I'm not going to be covering all possible perspectives when I give my advices. It's usually tailored for a certain set of people. It's troublesome when people misunderstand or miscommunicate or misinterpret some sentences using their own schema rather than trying to understand from where I'm coming from. And that's disheartening, really. Because there are people who are so stubborn that they will force how they understand things rather than open themselves to the possibility of learning something new from a different perspective. Or they're just really excited to shut someone down. You know, there are people like that. And to them, I say nothing. Because it's just a waste of time, I think, to argue with someone who might not be open to actually learning something or open to hearing something. So the question really is, why are you here? Why are you? What's your point? What's your goal? Where are you going? And I don't really have to argue with these people because I know where I'm going. I'm walking forward, and these people are like strangers who suddenly feel the need to walk beside you and, you know, talk to you when you don't really have to. I'm all for conversations. I'm all for learning about other perspectives, especially for those who are in worse off situations. So yeah, whenever we talk about something like a discussion on a topic or some kind of principle or lesson that I am digesting, because it's a continuous process, it's never finalized, there will always be different perspectives. People can look at things differently. It's not just as simple as black and white, good and bad, and, you know, it's not one or zero, it's not Boolean, true or false. This leads to possibly the next topic of my podcast. For the next episode, we'll be talking about something called, I haven't really figured out a name for it, but it deals with perspective and color and gradients when it comes to perceiving the world. People like to paint a picture of the world as, you know, the Jedi's and the Sith, the good and the bad, white and black. But life is more than that. It's much more complex than that. And that's what we'll be exploring next time. And yeah, I hope you picked up something from the things we talked about. So hit me up. I want to hear what you think.
Hey, that's good, man.